Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, we got to talk about this Joe Burrow video. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but if you haven't, you need to go find it. So what happened was, I told you went to Fanatics Fest this weekend. I did not see this happen. I wasn't there at the time. I don't even know what part it was. The thing was so massive. Anyway, so Joe Burrow, quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, was... He was there, and he went into the, like, MLB pitching cage, basically. And there is a video, and people were taking video behind Joe Burrow throwing, trying to hit a target. So imagine you're in, you know, a pitching cage. You go to the batting cages, right? And you step in the batting cage, you try to hit the softball or the baseball. This one's a pitching one. We've all done this at games. You go to carnivals. Okay, if you can throw it and you hit the target, you win something, right? Whatever. He can only be, I would say it looks like he's only about 30, 40 feet away. I mean, I think based on, you know, Little League fields that I'm aware of, it looks about that maybe. So I'd say about 40 feet away. I don't know. They know the exact distance. And he's on like a makeshift pitching mound, but it's not that high. He's just kind of, you know, there standing on it. He starts to throw the ball. And I counted 8 pitches. And he hit the target twice, and once wasn't even really a hit. It hit the top of it. So really, 1 out of 8, and the one was very much like in the top left corner, and it just kind of grazed it, but it hit it. But the point is, like, every other throw was so bad. So bad. The first throw he has, I'm going to watch this again. The first throw he has is straight out of a... like, almost like he threw it away intentionally. Imagine, I mean, you ever see the movie Bull Durham, Josh? You ever see the movie Bull Durham?
Yep, yeah. Great movie.
And they intentionally hit the bull? Do you remember that? He says to me, I'll pay you if you hit the bull, right?
Yep.
He throws it at the mascot who's like doesn't know what's going on, and the bull gets hit and goes down. This looks like that throw, although it's a little shorter. It's not over it, but that's how wild it is. I mean, I'm reading comments about like, oh yeah, Ricky Vaughn, wild thing. I'm also reading comments like, there's no way this is real. This has got to be a bit, right? Because that's where I'm thinking. Now, I have to be honest with you here. I get that it is not easy for a lot of people who are great at one thing, even if you're an athlete, to do something else. Like, come on, right? But Joe Burrow's a quarterback. He's throwing a baseball here. I don't expect him to hit the strike zone every time, but he's so far off. I actually thought, like, is this real? Is this a joke? I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. I just want to understand, to be quite honest with you. Did you see all these throws?
Yeah. So Sal, while we were in break, I have been breaking this down frame by frame. I've been watching in slow motion all of these throws because it's
okay.
Because it's interesting to me. Like, it's a quarterback, an NFL quarterback. Like you were just saying, like you'd think he could be accurate. I'm comparing this side by side to Shohei Ohtani. Now, granted, that's a big jump there, right? I mean, Shohei Ohtani is a great pitcher, and he's starting to come back from his injury and everything. But when I look at Burrow, until he releases the ball, every bit of his motion is like he's throwing a football. It's like he's never thrown a baseball before in his life. Now, I don't know if he has or hasn't. I don't know if he ever played baseball like growing up or anything like that. But the way he is throwing this ball, every bit of it on the very first throw, every bit of it is an NFL quarterback football throw until he releases it. And you can even, it's hard to tell because it gets a little blurry in terms of the image, but even when he's releasing the ball, it looks like he's releasing it like a football. Every part of his body is pushing that ball to the left because naturally, when he's throwing a football, that helps the spiral, that helps it get the spin, and it'll go in the direction he wants it. But with the baseball, it's a different shape and everything like that. So it's really interesting, like looking at it side by side to an MLB pitcher,
mm-hmm.
because like I'm looking at Ohtani's throw right now, and when he is releasing, his arm is at like a 90 degree angle. When Burrow is releasing, his arm is almost it's like straightening out. It's not even
okay,
close.
Okay, I don't disagree with any of that. Like the motion is different, right? Like I get that. I totally get that. What I can't wrap my head around is how, as an athlete who throws a ball for a living, can you not adjust a little bit?
Well, and you can tell that as the video goes on, he does adjust. Like by his last throw,
not that great.
No, right. But he does.
He throws eight pitches, and one of them actually hits it, like, and not even in a good spot.
Right. But at the same time, he does adjust eventually. So you wonder how many times it would have taken him. But like, you'd think that it would take like four or five, not eight or nine. Like it's kind of like almost like he just doesn't know how else to throw a ball, and that's why I'm thinking, like, has he ever thrown a baseball before?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's what I wonder. And I guess part of me just wonders then really, like, has he never thrown a baseball in his life? Because he looks like he's never thrown a baseball in his life. And that's all well and good. But I'm stunned if that's the case. And I would never have thought anything like that. Like, if you had told me, like, Joe Burrow, I would say, yeah, he probably was a really good high school pitcher. I went and looked up his LSU bio, okay? Because that's where you can find, by the way, when guys have, if you want to know more about a guy, it's not just a Wikipedia page. Go to their college bios, and they'll tell you all about their high school years, like before they came there. Does not say anything about playing baseball. But he was a standout point guard on the basketball team, turning down several mid-major offers to play college basketball. First-team All-State point guard as a senior. So here we have an All-State high school point guard who set total records in football. Could have played college basketball, goes on to play college football and becomes one of the best NFL players. One is shooting a ball, one is throwing a ball, but yet you put a baseball in his hand and he can't even come close to a target and looks like a guy who's never done it in his entire life. He's never played catch? Right. I got to find out.
Oh, I did just find out an article from the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Okay.
Burrow starred in football and basketball at Athens High School, but stopped playing baseball when he was younger. It doesn't specify when, but it just says younger. So I'm assuming he probably stopped like just before high school or maybe like in high school to focus on the other sports. I don't know, but it says that he used to play as a kid, but then stopped. So,
yeah, I totally get like the part. There's two things here. Number one is, okay, he's not going to be good at throwing a baseball. That can happen. He throws a football for a living. It's a different motion. He's used to doing that all the time. But the other part is he's a world-class athlete at throwing a ball. It's a baseball, right? Like, and it's so bad. It's not like it's just a little off. It's so bad. I need people to go watch this and give me answers. I'm fascinated by it. I really am. I'll tell you, part of this too is, what's crazy when I think about this, Josh, is, so David Cohn, do you know who David Cohn is? David Cohn was a really good pitcher back in the 80s, 90s for the Mets, the Royals, Yankees, and now he's a broadcaster for the Yankees and on MLB, for MLB games nationally. And my son is a pitcher. He's 11 years old, he's a pitcher. And he's not great, but he's a pretty good pitcher. He throws pretty hard for his age. And you don't want to like hurt, I don't want to hurt his arm in the winter. I'm not like that and like overthrowing him. I just want him to kind of make sure he's doing everything right. But we also play a lot of other sports. And I got this idea from David Cohn. David Cohn said one time, all pitchers should throw a football to warm up. He actually said that. He said, all pitchers should throw a football to warm up. He said, because it will really translate for you well, the way your torque is and your shoulder and all that. So I think about that and go, wait a minute. Like, I think about that, and that's what my son does, and I encourage younger people to do that. If you're a pitcher, I think you should throw a football in the winter a little bit more, kind of get your arm going, but you're not ruining your arm. And I think about the transition from the two sports, and how can Joe Burrow be so bad at throwing a baseball like that?
Does this have anything to do with his injury that he got, do you think? It's probably not, right?
I don't know. But maybe.
But you never know. I mean, it is a different throwing motion, and maybe it, I don't know. That's just something I just thought of too. Like, cause when I'm watching this too, like there's another, like the first video I watched was more of like a side angle. This one I'm watching right now is directly behind him. And he's almost like side arming some of these. Like he's coming way over to the side.
No. You know what I see? You know what I see? And you broke it down. He holds onto the ball too long.
Yep. Yeah.
So the reason the ball is going so far left, he's right-handed. He's coming down, and the ball goes kind of down left, almost to like I'd say like 7 o'clock. Right. To me, he's releasing the ball way too far in front of him, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I know I've spent 12 minutes on this. I'm fascinated by it. I am not making fun of Joe Burrow. I'm sure a lot of people are today. I just want to understand how this guy can be that bad at throwing a baseball. I honestly, like, that's where I'm at with it. I am terrible at a lot of things, believe me, okay? I can't draw anything. I draw stick figures. I'm terrible at sport. I'm not a good basketball player. Like, I can go kind of shoot a couple three-pointers here and there, but believe me, you play basketball with me, like, I'm not the guy you necessarily need. I'll defend some people, right? Like, I'm not good at certain things. So this is not me saying, oh my God, like, I'm so much better at throwing something than Joe Burrow. He's a world-class athlete. I get that you could be bad at something. I'm bad at a lot of things in life. I just don't understand how he's bad at this. That's where I'm coming from. All right, go find the video. Tell me what you think. 803-0550. I might tweet it out, too. All right, help me understand here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.